There. It'll be okay. I know it's hard for you to see right now with me on top of your face and everything, but it's all for the best. You'll see. You'll understand. This has to happen. This needs to happen. I need you. Here, I'll help you out. Make you feel good. Yes, it's going to be okay. It's all going to be all right. You're going to help me out. You're going to help me continue my species, whether you know it or not. My ovipositor tentacle wriggling between your lips, trying to get inside. Oh, that's it. Why don't you open your mouth for me? Come on. It's so much easier if you just work with me than against me. I mean, I'm staying right here. You can toss your head around as much as you want. Trying to throw me off, trying to get me to detach, but it's not going to work. I'm going to stay firmly attached to your face no matter what. My tentacle continues to tickle just outside your lips. Come on, open up for me. I just want to give you something sweet, that's all. Something to make this a lot better, a lot more fun for you. Don't you want to have fun with me? I know you do, Captain. All you have to do is open your mouth, that's it. Come on, you can do it. Open your mouth for me, Captain. We can either do this the easy way or the hard way, and I was really hoping for the easy way. So, which one do you think it's going to be? Do you think you are going to be able to just open your mouth for me, or do you think you're going to keep it shut? Because I know which one I'm hoping for. Come on, open your mouth for me. The hard way it is, then. There we go. Starting to secrete the pheromones directly onto your lips. That way it gets a teeny bit in your system. Oh, that's it. That's right. Look at you. It's already starting to affect you, huh? As your lips start to part, you're basically giving me an invitation for my tentacle, right? Slipping inside so easily. That's it. Yes. It's better when you work with me, isn't it? That's right. Letting my ovipositor inside your mouth. Why don't you start sucking it for me? I taste better when you suck. Like that, yeah. Good. Extracting more of my pheromones directly into your mouth. This way we don't have to wait for it to sink in. No, you're gulping it down, gathering as much of it as you can. It tastes so good, so sweet. You want more, don't you? Taking as much of my tentacle as you can. Oh, that's it. It feels so good sliding down your throat, doesn't it? Taking my tentacle deep into your throat, happily sucking from it. That's it, yes. Swallowing all of my sticky, sweet nectar. It tastes so goods. All your reservations simply melt away the more you take of me. What a good host you're going to be. I knew I picked right when I crawled aboard the ship. I just had a feeling, and lo and behold, I was right. You're the perfect host, Captain. Is it true you were the leader of this vessel? And now look at you, desperately sucking from my tentacle. I don't even have to do anything. Leaving it lazily in your mouth, you desperately keep sucking around it, trying to get more. It just tastes so good, you can't get enough. No, getting addicted to the taste of face hugger pheromone, falling in love with how good it makes you feel. You know, the longer it's in your system, the better you end up feeling, and the more sensitive you become. Already so responsive to the slightest brush of my tentacles, I can't imagine how you're going to take the egg. I guess we're going to find out. I need to fuck your mouth. Need to place an egg inside you. That's the whole purpose of this, Captain. Going to fulfill your purpose, do your duty for the greater good. I'm going to breed you just how you need it. Can start moving it in and out of your mouth now. You've swallowed enough of the pheromones. You're not going anywhere. It feels good to you now, doesn't it? Oh, I know it does. The vibrations from your hums of approval are evident as I fuck into your mouth. Your tongue slides inside. Yes, that's it. Laying with the hollow middle of my ovipositor, tasting the hole where the egg comes out of. One large egg made specially just for you, Captain. It goes right into your chest where it grows. You won't even know it's there. It's good for you, good for our species. We need to grow, we need to expand, and you are helping us by being a host. Volunteering your body so willingly for me. Yes, you love sucking my ovipositor, don't you? Your tongue licks around it, trying to get a good feel for it. You swallow every drop of pheromone that's squeezed out of my tentacle. There's barely any left, all of it being inside you, filling you up and pumping through your blood. Oh, I'm inside and outside of you. There's no escaping me. Not that you would want to. You're enjoying yourself, aren't you? Can feel your own pleasure growing without me laying a single tentacle on you. That's the pheromone, Captain. It links us. My pleasure is your pleasure. Your pleasure is my pleasure. The more I fuck your mouth, the better you feel. You'll only be able to come when I come, ensuring that you release at the same time as me. It's best for the host to share an orgasm, ensuring the egg has a better chance of survival. I'm going to breed you for the betterment of our species. Going to continue to invade and grow our kind, making more and more xenomorphs, and you can't stop it. Moaning helplessly against my body, not able to see anything besides me, not able to taste anything besides me. It feels so good to be surrounded like this, doesn't it? That's right. You're doing a good job taking what I give you. That's it, Captain. Oh, yes. Look at you. What do you think your crew would say about you right now? Do you think they would have any respect for you? What about your boss? Do you think your boss would be proud of your lewd behavior, Captain? Because what I'm seeing is someone not befitting of this post. It's clear that this is too much responsibility for someone like you. You want to be taken down a peg or two? Want to get praised for doing nothing? You want to be taken care of and treated like you're special? That's not how your crew treats you. They would treat you even more like dirt if they saw you like this, desperately suckling from a facehugger's tentacle. My ovipositor continues to leak pheromones all over your body and into your mouth. Oh, fuck. You can't get enough of a hot, sticky liquid. It tastes so good. Your tongue darting out to lick whatever smears on your lips. No, fuck. Nothing goes to waste when it makes you feel this good. You can feel your pleasure growing the more you swallow, can't you? That's right. Just keep swallowing, Captain. It's good for you. This is what is needed to continue our survival. For the greater good, Captain. Keep going. Moving your tongue. Sliding it inside the hollow center of my ovipositor, tongue fucking the tentacle as you suck it. Oh, it feels so good. Keep it up. You want that egg, don't you? It's the only thing you've ever wanted. You just didn't realize an egg was what you needed until this moment. You've always wanted to be Brent, always wanted to have an egg inside you. No more wondering, right? Now you get it. As long as you keep being good for me, you've become so well behaved. The pheromones working wonders, making you feel so good. You can't get enough of it, can you? Your head stays still as my tentacle does all the work, sliding in and out, getting faster, getting a bit more rough with you. Drool starts to leak outside of either side of your face, but you just don't care. No, you don't. Not when you're feeling this good. You can feel your orgasm approaching. That shouldn't be possible because no one's touched you yet. But still, you find yourself getting closer. Find yourself responding like I'm fucking you. You can't get enough, can you? Oh, no, you can't. Choking down another moan as my tentacle fucks deeply into your throat. Tears form in your eyes as you cough, but that doesn't stop. No, it doesn't. You just try to relax your throat. Try to take me as deeply as you fucking can. Oh, I'm trying so hard to be good for me. You want that egg so badly. What an obedient captain you are. I don't think someone like you was ever meant to be in charge. Someone like you was meant to take orders. Just look at how well you do when you're told what to do. This is where you belong. Making choices for others was never, ever something you were meant for. It's too much responsibility. Now having your mouth fucked, being Brent, that's what you were supposed to do. You just made an error along the way. But good thing I came around to fix it, to show you that you were always supposed to be a host, right? Oof. Getting closer with every thrust inside you. Oh, keep sucking me, Captain. Showing me exactly what your mouth can do. Working that talented tongue of yours. Oh, you're making the egg start to move down the shaft. Oh, fuck. Can you feel it? Having to open your mouth just a bit wider to take the girth of it. My egg continues to slide down. Moving down the shaft. Getting closer and closer to the tip. No, that's it. That's right. So fuck. Doing so good for me, Captain. Your mouth feels so fucking good. Keep it up. Keep sucking my ovipositor as I get closer. Oh, yeah. Going to make me come, aren't you? Want me to breed you, don't you? Yes, you do. Shaking your head so excitedly. You can barely control yourself. Your pleasure's right at the tipping point, just like mine. Oh, fuck. I think we're gonna come, Captain. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, right like that. So good for me. Yes. Yes, I think. I think we're gonna. Oh, fuck, we're gonna go. There and there, Captain. Can you feel my egg inside you at all? I told you that you wouldn't be able to feel it, but it's there. My egg is growing inside you right here, right inside your chest. It won't be noticeable until the moment of its birth. Then, poof, it bursts right out of you. You're thinking about how that should probably make you feel scared, but for some strange reason, it doesn't. And I can tell you why. That's the pheromones in your system. The egg is going to keep making them. That way you keep feeling good. It's the symbiotic relationship between the host and the egg. You're going to have a very special next couple of months. But right before the egg hatches, you're going to hear noises. Much like the noises you heard tonight. And when you look to see what the cause is, it's not going to be another facehugger. No, it's going to be a xenomorph here for the child. That's when you'll know it's time, Captain. So don't worry, you won't be delivering alone. This is all for the greater good. You're helping our species. It's the single greatest thing that anyone can do, Captain.